This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Sean Nelson. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
And Sean is the founder and CEO of Lovesac, and he's sort of done what Steve Jobs has done for the personal computer. He's done in the furniture industry.
Exactly like Steve Jobs.
Exactly. No. Alive and well. Talk about what this product is. It's different than any product in the market.
Yeah, so Lovesac is a very strange company with a strange story, but we plan to dominate the couch category, believe it or not. But we started with gigantic beanbags. And so currently we have 60 Lovesac stores in high-end shopping malls around the United States, you know, Boston to Los Angeles. We sell mostly couches, but not just any couch. It's a couch that's washable, changeable, movable, stackable, stockable, shippable, FedExable, and quite nice. Pottery Barn, Crate and Barrel level quality pricing, but with all these other advantages. And that's taken over our business, invented a few years ago, on the heels of inventing the Lovesac, which is really just a giant sack full of shredded foam, actually recycled foam from other couch makers. We take all their scraps and shred them up into, 6-foot bean bags that aren't bean bags, patented the process of sucking them down and shrinking them down for shipping. And that's what got this business started nearly 20 years ago, just after I graduated high school, believe it or not.
Let's talk about that start. Before we do, so you know the stackable, what these are. I was recently at the Danbury store with Anthony there.
The couches.
The couches, you have this unique patent where you could remove the arms and you could shape it in any way you want. And you even have these little blocks so you could design exactly how you want the couch to look. And if something gets worn, then you just put new fabric, right? And so you're never throwing it away and you're always changing it and it's exactly the shape that you want.
You're hired. Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, they're called sactionals. And what makes it such a special concept is that there's just two SKUs, which as a logistics business is a dream, right? We have, thousands of seats and thousands of sides. That's all you need to create any configuration imaginable, arrange it, rearrange it. The consumer can do this on their own, put it together on their own. It's kind of like Legos for furniture, very easy to configure and to connect.
That's a good one.
With no tools at all. But once it's connected, it's rock solid. It looks beautiful. It looks tailor fit, upholstered. But you can peel all the fabric off, change the covers at any time, rearrange it at any time. And that is the product that's just exploded our business.
So we're going to talk more about your philosophy on business, a book you're working on, the amazing culture that you have. We're in the Stanford office right now. But let's start off, there you are, those 20-some-odd years ago, you're at college at Utah. How did you get the inspiration for this, and what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had a better story. I was sitting on my parents' couch eating a bowl of Captain Crunch watching The Price is Right. And
that's always good inspiration.
I write Bob Barker back then, and I just thought it would be funny, believe it or not, to make probably the world's biggest beanbag. You know, fill the whole floor, like from me to the TV. And I was 18 years old. Got off the couch, drove down to Joann's Fabrics, bought some vinyl, fabric that was on sale because that's what you make a beanbag out of, right? Cut it out like a baseball, began sewing it together. Anyway, 3 weeks later. Finally had it stuffed. It required packing peanuts, old blankets, our foam camping mattresses. And you know what? That was the best. That foam, and I cut it up. I cut up those old foam mattresses on a paper cutter that you chop paper with. And And anyway, I took it to the drive-in movies. We take it camping. Everywhere I went, people said, "Oh my gosh, that's so cool! You know, where did you get it? Will you make me one?" Heck no! You know, it took forever. It was a pain in the butt. But 3 years later, after spending 2 years in Taiwan as a missionary for my church, learning Mandarin Chinese, came back home, going through university, and someone convinced me to finally make them one of these things. And so, you know, I figured if I'm going to make it, I got to sell it. If I'm going to sell it, I need a company. I need, you know, a name. Love, peace, hate, war, hippie, beanbag, love bag, love sack. Oh, that's cool. Paid $20 to register the name Love Sack in the state of Utah, where all this started. And bam, we're selling Love Sacks on the college campus. Boat shows, home shows, car shows, out of the back of a van. You know, making money, reinvesting it in equipment, and growing the business for 3 or 4 years in college.
What were some of the biggest challenges that you faced in those early days?
Well, I mean, the early days was just an exercise in survival. And, our shredding machine, our foam shredder, which was actually a grain grinder, a piece of farm equipment, you know, would break, and it would take all of our cash to fix that. And then we experienced in this particular company every level of financing you can imagine, from personal credit cards to, you know, family and friend loans, because my parents never had any money. We bootstrapped this thing all the way in the beginning. And then as we grew, you know, we eventually, what happened is we got a huge order from a retailer, not at a trade show we attended, not knowing that it was just me and my friend and this lawnmower, shredder thing. And they ordered 12,000 little love sacks for Christmas.
Wait, they just came up to you and they said, "We want some," and you said, "How many?" They said 12,000.
Yeah.
And did you show an expression like, "We have no idea how to do that"?
Of course not. No, you got to fake it to me. So, you know, of course, no problem. We're the best not beanbag company in the world. They FedExed me a piece of this purple fuzzy fabric with little silver specks, and it had to be this fabric, you know, this low price, 12,000 units, 5 months, ready for Christmas. I said, no problem. I flew to North Carolina to find the fabric. Found it. It's way too expensive. I'm standing there in High Point, North Carolina, biggest fabric show in the country. And, you know, the guy says $5 a yard. I said, no, I need it for half that. Says, I'm a direct importer. I look behind him. He's got all these boxes of fabric samples with Chinese writing on them. And I can read it. You know, so I served this mission for my church in China. I can read the characters on the box. It was the address of the fabric mill that made this fabric. I got on a plane. I flew to China. I walked into the fabric
mill. Unknown, you just flew there?
Yeah, I walked into the address I read on the box. I said, "Hey, I'm Sean. I'm here for the Limited Corporation. I need 30,000 yards of this fabric." I don't know how I'm going to buy it, but they say, you know, in English, by the way, because I just wanted to, you know, hold my cards. And they would always have salespeople that speak English, and they said, you know, it's $5 a yard. And then they start talking amongst themselves, these Chinese, you know, manufacturers, about how much it costs to make this fabric. So I know they can hit my price. So I just stand, you know, 3 days of negotiating and down, and finally, oh, okay, we do the deal. And
so they didn't know that you spoke Chinese, but
correct.
You understood everything that they were saying. So you went on this crazy wild goose chase because he spoke Chinese.
Right.
Because he read Chinese. He found that you went there, and there you are, and you negotiated it.
That's right. And so they're going to cut them and sew them and ship them to me, but I had to stuff them. And they just needed a $65,000 deposit to begin production in China. And I said, no problem. And I went back to the hotel. I called the Limited Corporation is what it was for these little girl stores they had. And I said, "Hey, I'm here at my factory in China. We're ready to go. We just need a $65,000 deposit to get started." And they said, "We're the Limited. We don't give deposits." I said, "We're Lovesack. I've never done a deal without a deposit. What's wrong with you?" Anyway, they finally wire me $65,000 to my University of Utah credit union account, because that's all I had. And the rest is history. I fly back home, max out $55,000 in personal credit cards. It was 2001, right? 24 years old. Credit's easy. And we build a factory on credit cards to stuff these little love sacks. We complete the order in September of 2001, not realizing that I had now built a factory. I had completed this order, but I had not been out selling. And that was my first big lesson, right? You've got to have one finger on now and one finger on the future. And I woke up in October of 2001 with no customers. And I scrambled. I went to the big furniture companies. I said, hey, you know, I've got these amazing giant beanbags. The covers peel off. You can wash them, and you know, you can stock the shrunken down.
You've 1 minute till break.
And anyway, they all laughed at me, and so my cousin said, "Let's open our own store." We went to the shopping malls. They laughed at us. Said, "We've got Pottery Barn, The Gap. You know, who are you?" Finally, a mall let us in just on a temporary basis for Christmas and the Winter Olympics, which are coming to Salt Lake. We opened the store on November 17th of 2001. It worked. People came into our store, you know, grooved into the music, fell into a love sack, fell in love with it, and we began selling them one by one at full retail margin, and that was our future.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Sean Nelson, who is the CEO and the founder of Lovesack, which is probably the most comfortable beanbag couch that you could sit on anywhere. We're talking now about the business. One thing you've learned is have one finger in the present and one finger in the future. When we come back, we're going to talk about then the culture and the
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Sean Nelson, who's the founder and CEO of Lovesack. So we were talking about those exciting stories of how you built up in the early days. What was the turning point when you knew you made it, and how did you turn it into a corporation with the culture that I'm experiencing right now in your Stanford?
You know, I'm still waiting for that turning point when I know I've made it, believe it or not. Yet you wake up, you know, in 2016 here, and we're, you know, tens of millions in sales. We're actually the fastest growing furniture company in the United States. We have the highest sales per square foot of any furniture retailer on the planet. Actually, the highest sales per square foot of almost any retailer on the list, you know, in the mall. And that's all come just, you know, slogging year after year, getting better at what we do. And so there's no shortcut. But
so I would ask you, the people here, everyone looks really young and everyone looks really smart and really energetic. What's your secret for hiring great talent?
You know, a big part of it is having, so Jim Collins, right? Good to great. I hate to quote good to great, but you get the right people on the bus and more right people want to get on the bus. You've got to have a place where people want to work to begin with, right? And so it begins, to be honest with you, at the design of the office. You know, people are going to come in and have a first impression. If it looks like a cool place to work, believe it or not, even very bright, capable people will be affected by that. And so we were very conscious about the actual design of the office itself.
And you're lucky that you have your own furniture that's all sectional so you can move everything around.
That's right. Everybody here sits on sectionals, actually, and works out of them. But, you know, it's not just that. I mean, everything from the music that's playing when you walked in today, mm-hmm. which I'm like...
I thought that was just for me.
Exactly. Well, see, that's how we want you to feel. But, you know, it's all the little things that just make people feel like, hey, this might be a cool place to spend, you know, a half of my life. More than I get to spend even with my family. And I think that's very important. So very big on corporate culture, but also just the environment. You know, I think that can be ignored.
What could big companies learn from this? A lot of them, one, aren't entrepreneurial heart. What could they do?
I think people ask me a lot, you know, how do you build culture? I think the key is do things. Like, sounds like a dumb thing to say, but if you have an idea, like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we all like went bowling one time at that really cool place up the road that doesn't mean it? Go do it. You know, that's a big thing is if you have an idea, start, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we had these town hall meetings right in the middle and people just sat around and eat sandwiches once a week? Do it. Start having that meeting. Stop talking about, you know, neat ideas and just start doing them, and they'll be awkward at first. You know, we have this great award called the Pass the Sack Award, where it's not something I award. We kicked it off. We gave it to one person. It's this big, you know, gaudy trophy thing. You put your name on it, and it's for people that live our corporate values. But once it's given to you, you have to give a speech the next week and pass it on to someone else. That was just an idea that someone had, and so we made the goofy trophy, and what began as a goofy trophy has now turned into a beautiful tradition with some of the most amazing speeches given by not the leadership, given by people, expounding on our values that we want to espouse. And that's how they get integrated, instead of us preaching them.
So when the company grew, I know that you had the culture that built it, but you also had the benefit of having a lot of celebrities love your product.
Sure.
How did you make that happen? And talk who some of the celebrities are, if you're able to.
Yeah, so just last week, we had the number one and two trending videos on all of YouTube in the world, and it's because of just a personal relationship I've developed with Travis Pastrana. right? And also that we've developed with some of the biggest YouTubers. And so, you know, Travis wanted a couch. We make the best couches in the world. After the beanbag thing, we invented this amazing couch, patented it, and that's what's carried the business now. It's 80% of our sales. And so the key there is relationships, right? And that didn't come overnight. My relationship with, you know, the number one tops, you know, action sports athlete in the world began 10 years ago when, you know, I sent him a love sack. And we became friends. And after 10 years later, you know, it came back to pay off when we invited the biggest YouTubers in the world, who we've also become friends with, down to his house to jump into his massive, you know, motorcycle foam pit full of love sacks this time and create these ridiculous videos. But that, you know, that was 10 years in the making of building relationships. And so, you know, that's for us anyway, that's how we've done it.
So let's now talk about, we have a few minutes left. Let's talk about the future. I know you have a concept for Buck.
Yeah. So what happened, we invented this product, Sactionals, you know, a few years back, and it's this modular couch that can be arranged and rearranged. And the real payoff is that this is a couch you could have the rest of your life, not just because we build it really well, build it to last, but because it's designed to evolve with you. So, like, you know, in maybe you're in your 20s, you invest in a couple of pieces, you know, to sit on in your little, you know, living room. But, you know, fast forward 10 years, you got a couple kids. Those same two pieces you bought 10 years ago, you've recently been to our store, added on five more pieces, and it's this giant sectional that your kids romp and play on. It's wearing new covers, new fabric that, you know, you've long since ditched your old fabric. And lo and behold, those couple pieces you invested in when you were very young are still part of that giant sectional you own today. And we continue to innovate on that product platform because we believe that products should be sustainable. Sustainable products should sustain, right? They shouldn't just be made of, you know, recycled paper, you know, recycled potato chip bags because that's neat to do. Sustainable products should sustain. And so our products do that because they were designed to evolve with you. And it's become a very commercially successful business because people do continue to add on and change their covers and stuff like that. So the book that I'm writing, Designed for Life, preaches this gospel of developing products that can be built to last a lifetime and designed to evolve, and I believe it can be a more competitive way to do business. And so, you know, it actually addresses a lot of the ills that face CEOs today. CEOs are on this, you know, hamster wheel of producing these quarterly results, or, you know, you know, driven by the finance industry, and it's terrible. And that's my passion. Is making that ethos real through the example of our couch, believe it or not.
It's exciting. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Sean Nelson, who is the founder and CEO of Lovesack, which they're all around. What's the website?
Lovesack.com. It's not a dirty website. And, you know, we're all on social media. It's easy to find us. Glad to connect with anyone.
Okay, you've got 1 minute left, so talk about the future of Lovesack, and then talk about if you have any advice to entrepreneurs.
Yeah, so if we do what we're setting out to do right, this will be fun. When I say coffee, what brands do you think of, Robert?
Starbucks.
There you go, right? If I say athletic shoes?
Nike.
If I say fast food?
Well, I like different ones. There's a lot I don't like.
Okay, now if I say couch?
Oh, Lovesack.
Only because you know me, right? Yeah. There's always this silence. We plan to dominate the couch.
There sort of is a you know, a little.
Nobody owns that category. And believe it or not, our approach to furniture is unlike any other. So we're going to go deep. What's in the future for us is expanding on this platform. So our tiny little sliver of the couch industry, which is massive, right? $20 billion industry, including outdoor. We make these in outdoor as well. We own a sliver of, we intend to own a big chunk of it by making the best one. So you'll see technology integrated and all kinds of other cool things come into our couch platform.
Well, great having you on the CEO Show.
Thanks for having me.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you. Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ralph De La Vega. How are you, Ralph?
Terrific, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Ralph is the vice chairman of AT&T. So let's talk about AT&T as an organization. It's in a very competitive space. How do you differentiate yourself?
Well, we have made several acquisitions recently, Robert, that really differentiate us on a global basis. We now are the world's highest scaled integrated services provider for businesses and for consumers. That means that if you're a business, I can provide for all your needs. If you need wireless services, I can give you wireless services. If you need wireline services, I can give you those. If you need security services, I can work with others to give you solutions that solve your business problems. So we can serve from the smallest to the largest businesses. For example, we serve nearly every single Fortune 1000 firm globally. So we have a great base of customers, and we have the latest network technologies that allow software-defined capabilities to deliver services to customers in seconds. That's what we do in the business side. On the consumer side, we do the same thing. We're an integrated services provider, and with the acquisition of DirecTV, now we can offer a customer their TV services, their broadband services, their mobile services, their fixed voice services, whatever they want in a package. That's what distinguishes AT&T. We are the world's highest scaled integrated services provider, and that is a very distinctive strategy than anybody in the marketplace.
And one of the biggest things that I'm hearing from CEOs from other people is cybersecurity. A big fear. If you look at quality, cybersecurity is the ultimate in quality. What's your take on what's happening in cybersecurity, the challenges, and what are some of the solutions?
Cybersecurity is at the top of every CIO's agenda that I know. It's a very serious issue, and it's a very challenging issue because today CIOs have to connect the people in their companies, but they also have to connect the people in their companies to their suppliers. They have to connect the stuff that they work with, their data, to the cloud. And they have more and more machines that are getting connected to the Internet. So keeping all those things securely is a huge challenge. We advise customers that they have to begin by protecting their endpoints first. And those are their mobile devices, their tablets, anything where a cyber attack can generate from and use that as an access. But that's not enough. Then you have to have a secure connection to the company's network and a very secure connection to the cloud, and to make sure that you have the applications and the services that are in the cloud wrapped with security packages. So I tell my customers that the old days when you think that a firewall would just protect you, those days are gone. You've got to protect every element of your network, and then you have to have threat management over that so you can actually see where data is moving from one part of your company to the other, and to make sure that you know what data is leaving your company. That's a key aspect, because sometimes people don't realize that their data is leaving your company, and in some cases that's leaving your company to go to a hacker, a cyber attack, and that really makes the company vulnerable to losing its most valuable data. So end-to-end security, but also very vigilant analysis of the patterns that are happening in the company to quickly detect when there's an abnormality that signals that somebody's in your network, they got through, and how to stop them quickly. That's why we offer them security solutions that are end-to-end and span from the smallest business to the largest enterprise.
And I know there's 117,000 security breaches a day. I read the AT&T report that you sent me. And of those, about 40% come internally from companies.
Yeah, we see an interesting scenario happening where some of the attacks come from the outside, but in many cases you have disgruntled employees who have unauthorized access to data, and they do damage to companies internally. So you have to be vigilant from the external sources as well as the internal sources. And Robert, the data that we have on a global basis is that cyber attacks could cost as much as $445 billion worth of damage on a global basis. And when you localize that to a company, any company who's really suffers a major attack has their reputation damage, their data damage, and it's very, very costly to repair. So we encourage customers to take preventive actions to have something catastrophic happen to them. What we do at AT&T to protect our own network is we analyze about 10 petabytes of data every single day. To put that in context, that's about four times the size of the data in the Library of Congress every day. And we're looking at our network to understand where malware is coming from, what we can do to stop it from ever getting to the customer's premises. So we do a lot of network-based detection and prevention to help our customers not ever see the attacks. But in some cases, when they get through, you have to have the mechanisms that I alluded to prevent them from getting into the company's network.
Yeah, and I can see you're in sort of a unique position because of your infrastructure to help.
Yeah, we can see where they're coming from, how they're attacking, and we can give customers a heads up. The pattern. If they start attacking financial institutions or retail operations, we can give them a heads up and prevent them from getting hacked.
And is cybersecurity, is it, does the board get involved in cybersecurity at all?
Well, yeah, it has to permeate from the CEO, the board, through the executive ranks to the lowest employees. I think it's really key that cybersecurity and has to be a state of mind where everybody is cognizant. Just one employee opening up an email that they shouldn't have that gets into a PC sets off a chain of events. So we recommend that actually companies test their employees to make sure they're properly trained and tested so that they don't open those emails that get it through the company system. You click on it, now you have a malware in the system, and it's very, very disturbing. So having trained the board, the executives, what everybody in the company to make sure that they don't click on things that they shouldn't be, that they don't plug USB devices into company products and services that they shouldn't. You have to take extreme precaution to make sure that you don't have a cyber attack.
And let's talk about quality today. How would you define what quality is really about in the 21st century?
Well, it's so much different than what we used to do. I say that you can no longer inspect quality into a product. You have to build it in, and especially with products that are software-based.
That's a great line, that build in the quality.
You have to build it in, and you have to make sure that the software that you have is such that you can keep it up to date so that you don't create any quality problems. But having the capability to build in software, the quality is huge today because of the really good systems that we have in place to develop software, to ensure that it's high quality, and to maintain it properly. So you have to build it in. You have to take the right time to build it in. And then you have to have data analytics to make sure that as that software is spreading throughout your company and orchestrating different procedures in the company, that it's delivering the right quality. We are very big into data and data analytics, using big data analytics to understand what is happening in processes to stop problems before they ever happen. For example, we have a very large fleet of trucks from AT&T. We have hundreds of thousands of trucks every day on the streets, and now we're using data analytics to predict when we have a battery failure, for example. Rather than wait for the battery to die, we're replacing it proactively, because if I have a technician that has to visit a customer's premise and they have a dead battery, I have a disgruntled customer, I have problems that the customer's going to call us and find out where the technician is, huge amount of cost, where I can easily determine, look, let's go ahead and replace the battery now, and you'll never have that problem. So we're using data and software to prevent quality problems that in the past you could never have predicted. Now we have enough software and enough data analytics that we can predict problems before they happen and nip them in the bud.
We have about 2 minutes left before the break, but I want to ask you about in quality in data and analytics. You did a special project with Red Bull that I thought was fascinating. So talk about that.
Well, we're using the Internet of Things concept to connect Red Bull's Formula One racing cars. And these racing cars have about 100 sensors in them. Red Bull races the cars in 21 races in different countries. So think about 21 different countries, cars that are running 200 miles an hour, and they're sending data to a control center in the United Kingdom. And the way that those races are won is essentially in milliseconds. So one of the things that happens in a Formula One race is they have to change the tires on the car. And changing the tires on the car is now a science, because they know exactly whether they're in Singapore or the UK or Australia. They know exactly the temperature of the tires.
There's about 30 seconds left.
They have all the data analytics that can tell those customers exactly when to change the tires. And as a result, Red Bull has taken it to a science. They can now change four tires on a Formula One race car in an amazing 1.9 seconds. So it's all about data and data analytics. It helps them win in performance races like that, and it can help companies win in the marketplace.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show with Ralph De La Vega, the Vice Chairman of AT&T. When we come back from commercial break, we are then going to talk about strategy in a disruptive technology world. Back in a few.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and I'm here with Ralph De La Vega, the Vice Chairman of AT&T. Let's talk about strategy. How does a company develop strategy? What advice do you have to them in a world where you could have a new competitor digitally disrupting you overnight?
Yeah, I think there's three trends going on in business today that companies have to understand and have to adapt and not reject. The first big trend going is with software, Robert. Software is getting faster, better, and cheaper to develop with higher quality. And what's driving that is the fact that a lot of software is open sourced. You also have application programming interfaces that allow data to be accessed by these software applications in a much easier fashion. And then agile development processes make it better to deliver the software to the end users. So software is changing the world right now. In fact, some of the things that we used to be done in software and hardware, I should say, are now being done in software. You are using virtual machines developed by software every day and probably don't even know it. But I guarantee you that you've used the wake-up function on an alarm clock on a phone. That used to be that you have to have an alarm clock, but now you use your phone and it's an app. If you need a flashlight today, do you go look for a flashlight or do you open the application that is a flashlight? So those are two things that used to be hardware-based, and now they're all software-based. So things that were done in hardware are being done in software. When you combine that with mobile broadband and the cloud, then the combination of those three things is dramatically changing the world. The best example I can give you is Uber. Uber is amazingly successful. I was in London recently. I opened the front page of the Financial Times, and the headline story was the Black Cabbie School in London is closing down. Black cabbies are legendary. It takes 3 years to get a license when you go to the cabbie school. They're wonderful. But Uber has replaced them with software, mobility, and the cloud. And that's such a disruptive force that even for great services like that can be disruptive. So the message to companies today is either you disrupt or you're going to be disrupted by software, mobility, and the cloud impacting your business. It's just a matter of time. We at AT&T believe that you should be proactive and seek to use that technology to your advantage. I'll give you our own example at AT&T. We told our board that we were moving from the old network of yesterday to a software-defined network. That's going to be a dramatic change to the technology that we use, Robert, but also to the people. We have hundreds of thousands of people that are used to the hardware world that I just described to you, a world that is getting changed by software. The things that used to be done by hardware will now require software expertise. So we have to change our people and retool them and retrain them to be software experts as opposed to hardware experts. So we've developed curriculum for our employees to let them know that, you know, the hardware jobs of the past are going to go away, but the software jobs of the future are going to grow, and give them a curriculum that if they want to make the change, they can retrain themselves so they can compete for the jobs of the future. So this is a huge transformation, not just from the technological point of view, not from the marketplace point of view, but from a people point of view, who we have to have people that can learn how to operate the business in a new software-driven environment.
I have a really important question for you. You faced one of the greatest challenges in life, and then you turned it into an opportunity that benefited all of society. Tell the story.
Well, I'll try to do it fast. I'm a very lucky person because I came to the United States by myself after the Cuban Revolution. My parents sent me ahead thinking they would follow in a few days, and it took them 4 years. So I was here in the U.S. by myself. Without a family, I didn't speak the language, and I didn't have a penny in my pocket. So those days were so difficult that when people ask me now how difficult it was to put together Singular Wireless and AT&T Wireless, a $41 billion cash deal, I say, that's easy. Hard is leaving your family, leaving your language, your culture, and starting over. But it really taught me that opportunities are really obstacles in disguise. And sometimes we don't approach obstacles. We walk away from them. I've learned, and in fact, a book that I wrote is called Obstacles Welcome, because we should welcome those obstacles. When I ran Latin America, which was an 11-country operation with wireless startups in those 11 countries, 11 different boards, and things were so difficult in Latin America that people said, why did you take that job? Things are so bad. You have so many problems that this is full of opportunities. And it's that same opportunity that we approach.
Just talk about within 3 days what was happening. It was crazy.
Well, in Argentina, we had they went and they devalued the peso, which was pegged for 1-to-1 to the dollar. They devalued it 4-to-1.
So you lost 75% of the business.
Oh, yeah. I ran a billion-dollar company in Argentina that overnight became a $250 million company. So that hurts your business plan for the year. In Venezuela, there was a coup, and the president was left the country for 2 days, came back in 2 days, and business went on strike. In Brazil, there was further devaluation, defaults on loans. It was just chaotic, and we had never made money in Latin America. Within a year, by aligning our team, aligning our boards, having a common vision and a good plan that was executed well, the company turned profitable. And that's the kind of things that can happen when you approach obstacles and view them as an opportunity. You know that we work with Steve Jobs first on launching a product that was a dismal failure called the Rocker. We actually worked on the Rocker with Steve Jobs at Apple and Ed Sander at Motorola. The first phone that had iTunes in them was the Motorola Rocker. It didn't sell. But it was that opportunity that gave us a chance to work with Steve Jobs, who said, you know, I think I can build a better product. We worked together with him, and the rest is history. It was an amazing case where we worked on a small failure that led to one of the huge, the greatest successes in telecommunications when it comes to mobility in probably the next 5 or 10 years. So it's amazing what you can do when you approach obstacles and you see them as an opportunity.
I want to ask you, what advice do you have to CEOs of major organizations? You're dealing with an environment with cybersecurity, which we talked about, with digital disruptions, business changing overnight, a different type of economy. What advice do you have to those CEOs on how to succeed?
I think more than anything, you have to be agile today. Things are changing so fast that you need to put in a culture where people trust each other, they can get to the marketplace fast. One of the greatest things that we found out when we did the iPhone is that you no longer needed a keyboard to have a smartphone. Before the iPhone came out, all the smartphones of that era had a physical keyboard. When the iPhone came out, it was a slate. There was no keyboard. And that was a big aha that everything we had learned that you needed in a phone no longer was true. It was no longer true that you needed a keyboard. Apple came up with the innovation. We jumped on it. And the people who adopted the slate, to type on a slate, if you will, changed the world. Those who still stuck by the keyboard lost their business. And so you had to unlearn that you no longer needed keyboards on a smartphone. All you needed was the glass.
Boy, is that fascinating. The future for Ralph De La Vega?
The future is full of opportunities.
There you go. Great having you on the CEO show. This is Ralph De La Vega, the vice chairman of AT&T.
Thank you, Robert.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.